You've got a 6 million pound crawler tractor, number two, carrying an 11 million pound load at a top speed of 1 mile per hour for the 12 hour trip to get her up to launch pad 39B. And it is quite the sight to see. There are thousands of people here today. We have employees of NASA. We have the family members here. It's a great day.
Talk about the atmosphere at KSC right now. This is, we haven't literally seen anything like this on the scale heading to the moon in over 50 years. It must be an electric atmosphere right now.
Ian, it is electric. People are excited because we are going back to the moon to stay this time. You can see it in talking to NASA employees, my fellow press colleagues, everywhere. This is the milestone that's going to take us back to the moon. And the Artemis II crew of four on their 10-day mission are going to do a flyby 1,000 miles away from the moon for about 6 hours. And what we learn from that, as well as the function of the Orion spacecraft with humans on board, that sets the pace for Artemis III to land on the moon.
Now talk about that timeline for the Artemis program to actually have boots on the moon's surface.
Depends on how Artemis II goes in. Let's say everything goes according to plan and there's no major glitches, anything like that. We still have to get the human landing system developed by SpaceX, the Starship, that's going to take the astronauts down to the South Lunar Pole for a 30-day mission. So depending on how all that goes, NASA's looking at late 2027, maybe into 28, but we'll get there when we're ready to get there. That's one thing, they're not rushing. When it's safe to fly, we go.
Now, you talked a little bit about it, but I want to expand on it, the technology that NASA and some of our domestic partners and some of our international partners have developed. How has that been able to set the table for the Artemis program?
Well, I'll tell you, Ian, the whole thing revolves around this rocket and spacecraft I'm looking at right now. That's technology to get us there. And then what everybody is doing. Oh, by the way, I should say that the actual European Space Agency has contributed the service module that attaches to the command module that gives the crew oxygen, their propulsion, everything. So there's a contribution. But there has been collaboration. There are 60 international signatories to the Artemis program. They're going to launch four international CubeSats out there when they pass by the moon from four different countries. That's amazing. CubeSats at the moon. And then they're putting together, how are we going to live on the moon? We are going back to stay. It's not one and done. We're going to go, and it's all the countries of the world that fly in space have got the moon there ready to go.
It's been better than 50 years since anything from the Earth has, or anything crude has been in moon orbit. Why are we going back to the moon, and why are we doing it now?
The moon is the eighth continent. We are going there to stay because we are going to develop it. There's water on the moon. That's resources that we can use, solar power, minerals. There's all kinds of things. Plus, the moon is a natural space station from which we can go to the other parts of the solar system and learn more about Earth and ourselves and the moon.